What are you saying? Have I lost everything? One may ask. And you tell me to stay quiet? Have I been mistreated and you encourage me to take it calmly? How am I supposed to do that? But it's more straightforward than you think if you look up to the heavens, if you take in the beauty in your sight and consider where God has promised to welcome you if you gracefully bear undue harm gracefully. So do this, and looking up to the heavens, remember that you are made in the image of Him who dwells there atop the cherubim. He too was wronged and endured it. He was ridiculed and didn't seek revenge. He was mistreated, but he didn't plead his case. Instead, he responded oppositely to those who acted unjustly against him, with countless acts of kindness, and he has asked us to follow his example. Reflect on the fact that you came into this world with nothing, and that you and your oppressor will leave with nothing. Ironically, he leaves bearing countless wounds that breed worms. Remember that the present circumstances are temporary. Reflect on your ancestors' graves, get to know the past well, and you'll see that the person who treated you unfairly has made you stronger. His own vice, namely greed, has worsened. Yours, however, has lessened, taking away any fuel that would feed the beast within you. In addition to this, he has freed you from worries, anxieties, envy, betrayals, trouble, permanent fear. He has accumulated all these grave evils onto his own head,